Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sierra Kyle, welcome to KMOX.
It's good to be here. I feel like I know that I lived here when I was a kid, but it still feels like being somewhere new. So I'd like to say I'm a local St. Louis native. So
yeah, so you lived here when you were a kid and then obviously moved away. Daryl Kyle, people still talk about your dad. And it is when I'm reminded that he died when he was 33 years old. It still makes me say, oh my God, 33. How old were you at the time, Sierra?
So me and my twin brother were both 5. My little brother was only 10 months old, which is crazy. And his father also passed away when he was 33. So it's a scary age, to say the least.
That is, wow. So we're going to get to some of the other things that you're doing, but you're in town because you're going to take in the Cardinals-Brewers game, throw out the first pitch. No pressure on the daughter of a pitcher, right?
Yeah, everyone in my family has high expectations for me, assuming I have that Kyle pitching arm. So I definitely practiced a little bit, so we're going to see how this goes.
Okay, good. You did practice. It is a little intimidating.
Pitching exactly where he stood at one point is really cool. But like I said, the arm is prepped. So everyone hopefully will see a good pitch straight into the glove.
Since we have you here, I just want to hear a little bit about, you said you and your brother were 5 at the time that your father died. What was your journey after that? Where did you go?
So actually before he passed, my family was, you know, hoping one day to maybe move to San Diego if he retired. So we ended up going to San Diego, and that's where we grew up our entire lives. You know, it was amazing being there with my mom, and Daryl's, his brother, lived with us for a long time, helping raise me and my brothers with my mom. So that was home, and I'm actually now in Dallas, but I go back as much as possible. So
was baseball still a part of your life growing up, or just something that your dad did?
Both of my brothers played. My little brother, Riker, he actually was the most passionate about it. And he's definitely the one that is watching me closest tonight with my pitch. He wanted to play, and he played in community college, actually exactly like my dad did. So it was really cool to see him grow up and be just like him.
So your father died at 33. His father died at what age?
The same age, 33.
The same age. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a genetic component there. And can you talk a little bit about what that is and maybe how you have learned a little more about it over the years?
Yeah, it's actually the reason that, you know, brings me out to St. Louis. And it's something that I don't think a lot of people know about, but heart disease runs in the family and it is genetic. My father passed in his sleep from a heart attack. His father passed from the exact same thing. And as a professional athlete, you'd think that maybe that's something that gets, you know, caught in physicals, and it wasn't. And I think my mom has raised me and my brothers to be very aware of our heart health and what's going on in our bodies. So I'm here to help spread awareness because it is, you know, the leading cause of death in the United States. And I didn't know that for the longest time, which is crazy. So, you know, obviously there is a passing in my family, but I'm, you know, happy to use that story to spread awareness.
Was it a particular type of heart condition that is passed through your family, and is there a testing for it or what?
It's ASCVD, which is atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Lots of letters, but the biggest point is it puts you at risk of, you know, having heart attacks, which is cholesterol, high cholesterol, which is LDL cholesterol. It is a lot of medical terms, but I'm very familiar with it because my mom has made sure that me and my brothers are very aware of, you know, like I mentioned, what's going on in our own body. It's something that you might not notice. And I think the biggest thing with it is getting to a doctor and knowing what your cholesterol looks like and what's going on in your body. It's, you know, something that can be prevented through lifestyle and speaking with a doctor. So,
and you're kicking off Playing with Heart.
Yes, I'm really excited to partner with Merck and Women Heart to be a part of the program Playing with Heart. I think, you know, I mentioned this at one point to someone that, you know, my father passed when I was 5, and a lot of his legacy I hear through stories and talking to my family. But it's really an honor to use his story and his memories to kind of continue that legacy. And it keeps his name alive, which is, you know, like I said, an honor to my family. So
what would you recommend to people who are listening? Should they obviously, you know, get physicals and be aware? But if somebody has died of a heart attack in your family, be even more aware. What should people do?
I think in an ideal world, you don't have to wait until someone in your family or a loved one does die or pass away or a major life event happens to, you know, go to the doctor and, you know, learn about what's going on in your body. My biggest purpose is really just to spread awareness about, you know, the importance of heart health. I think it doesn't get talked about enough. And even when I talk about how my dad passed, I think people are unaware of how or what caused it. And really, it's just creating conversation around it. And I think not waiting until there is a major life event to go to the doctor. That's really just, I think, where I stand is just beginning the conversation and learning what it's about.
Sierra Kyle, thanks for spending time with us and welcome back to St. Louis.
I'm excited to be here. I have to come way more often after this. So excited to pitch and be back at Busch Stadium. So
does any of it look familiar or was it just too long ago?
It doesn't, but my mom and I were here back in June and I met some of the players that my dad played with, and they were, I mean, telling me all sorts of memories and pointing out different areas of downtown that something happened with my dad and me as a 5-year-old, which was crazy to hear and not remember. But no, it's, I don't remember a thing, but it still feels like home.
Well, welcome back. It's good to have you and nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Sierra Kyle joining us on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.